Wait, yeah, go ahead.
I heard from you means that just taking shelter of Vrindavan is same as surrendering to Krishna.
Yeah.
Yes, but that Shastric reference somewhere is there, because it means, because we can experience that in our life. From last 6 years, I can feel that Krishna is actually taking care of everything.
Well, there's a verse in probably it's in Mathura Mahatmya, it's in Skanda Puran and probably Padma Puran, where the Mahatmyans, Mathura Mahatmyans, they both have Mathura Mahatmyans. Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, they say, it's probably Mathura Mahatmya also quoted. It talks about the forests of Vrindavan, which forest, different parts of Krishna's body, you know, his feet are Talavan and this and that. And the Yamuna River is his, you know, his Susuna Nadi, or, you know, like this kind of thing. So that's understood. And it's Sandini Shakti of Krishna. Dham is Sandini Shakti. That's Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti is not different from Krishna. Krishna, Shakti, Shakti, Matura, Beda. The Shakti, Shakti, Matura, Beda. There's no difference between the powers and the one who owns them. You know, that verse.
Yes.
I mean, it's like that. It's just Shakti, Shakti, Matura, Beda. You can look it up. Try to find it. Yeah, Shakti Shakti Mataura Beda, 278. Yeah, it was kind of like I was sleeping for 4 months. And when you wake up, sometimes you're sleeping, you're a little groggy. You know, groggy. When you wake up, you're sleeping, you're groggy. Oh, hello. So I'm like, my speech is like that all the time. Hope it gets better. But somehow it's rolling on slowly. So my fingers don't work so good. Well, it's just that's all it is to it. Vedanta Sutra, it's pretty up there. Naya Shastra. Shakti Shakti Matura Beda. This means Naya means logic. It's illogical, makes sense. There's no difference between energetic and the energy, the potent and the potency, the powerful and the power. Shakti Man Sri Krishna and Shakti Sri Mati Radhika. Jai. So this is the holy Dhamma of Vrindavan, the Sandini Shakti of Krishna, which is non different from Krishna. This is Surv Shakti, Samvit, Ladini. And chit.
Sandini Kladi. Samvit.
Samvit.
Sandini Kladi.
Yeah, Sandini Kladi. So this is a Sandini Shakti. Existence. Sandini means that to make something exist. So it's like there's something called gravity. Gravity keeps things, you know, holds things down. And I say sometimes there's an English word, be grave. Be grave. You know, grave person, you don't know what he's thinking or doesn't reveal his mind so much. Very grave. Gravity, heavy, held down, suppressed, held grave. But you go out in space, that factor, that phenomenon is not there. So, you know, the guy in the spacecraft, if he doesn't hold a... doesn't hold his toothpaste. It just floats. He's holding on to it and brushing it. He lets go of the toothpaste. It floats to the top of the cabin. Back here. Everything has to be tied down in another way. It's an amazing thing, gravity. It's like, it's just some it's force, Shakti. So this is Vrindavan as a force, Sandini Shakti. So you say it's They say Chitta and Vrindavan also. Mm-hmm. It's not different from Krishna. And that statement is my realization. But there's a lot of facts that you can look at Mathura Mahatmyam, Rupa Goswami. But it's, you know, I've realized that it's a personal experience.
So it is like Bhagavad Gita statement.
Especially when I made it, took a vow never to leave Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was healthy and no problem. It was 2010 or so. It was 10 years ago. BP was good, everything was good. Then, ordinarily people would run to Delhi. Mm-hmm. But, do or die, it's all for Rai and Braj. But you see by Radharani's arrangement. Right? By Radharani's arrangement, all kinds, because it says, and Radharasa Sudhanidhi, Das Goswami is, Radharasa Sudhanidhi Prabhupada Saraswati, Saraswati Pada is saying, Dasi Vatsalya. For her kinkri dasis, she has Vatsalya. Vatsalya means motherly love. She cares for them like a mother. Like she's eating Krishna's remnants in Barsana or Yavat, Radharani. And Pradosh Lila before going out for Ras. And she tells Tulsi, save some remnants and pack them and take them to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi is arranging in the kunjas. You take some for her. So she's, even though Radharani's in Badal or Sakhi Samaj, honoring Krishna's remnants and experiencing great ecstasy. What kind of ecstasy is Radharani experience? When she takes Krishna's remnants, it's told a little bit, but you can see in Antilila, Lord Chaitanya, when he takes Jagannath Prasad, what ecstasy experiences. There's a whole long discussion. So he asked the devotees, he says, this is ordinary, this is wheat and rice and sugar and ghee. What gives the extraordinary taste? And all the devotees said, better you tell us, we don't really know. And he said, it's Krishna Fanela and Krishna Adhara Amrita. It's the nectar of Krishna's Adhara. Adhara means lips. Adhara, A-D-H-A-R-A, Adhara. Amrita, it's the nectar of Krishna's lips. Then he goes on in ecstasy about the nectar of Krishna's lips, and he's taking prasadam, he's practically having Sringarati with Jagannath just by tasting in Radhabhav. So this is Mahaprabhu is in Radhabhav, Radha's Mahabhav, taking Jagannath Swami, Sri Krishna, Vrindananda, and Krishna's remnants, and experiencing ecstasy, and telling all about it in Anti Leela. So this is a taste of Krishna's food. Extraordinary. So this holy Dham Vrindavan is. What I was saying is Dasi Vatsalya. So Radharani is very like affection, like a mother. Mother always feeds her kids. Make sure that, you have enough to eat. And always take this to your brother, or this, that. Save this food for your father, or your kids, or whatever. So the same way, if you have permanent citizenship, or you're an Indian, or whatever. But even if you take that idea as much as possible, never to leave the Vrindavan. It's very nice. You can only take sankalpas or vows according to certain parameters. If you have to have a visa, you can't say, I'll never leave Vrindavan. And some people say that, and then they get caught and they get thrown in the Mathura jail. This is a transcendental dham, but it's situated in a lokic material place with material laws. Passports and visas and all these things, if you don't have it, then it's dangerous. But Vrindavan is definitely Krishna. Still we have to follow the rules, laws. Sometimes I thought like that. I thought it was so difficult. I had to keep renewing my visa for 10 years. And then after 10 years, you can apply for citizenship. That was the rule from America. It's different in different countries. So then I have to have an 11th visa to apply. If you pass 120 months residence, and I applied, and everything worked out successfully by Krishna's grace. And maybe destiny predicted also. But he's asking a question, where does it say that Vrindavan is Krishna? Because I said my realization is that surrendering to Vrindavan, staying here and living here and not going to cool Manali in the summer because it's hot, you want a break. No offense. I mean, you know, everybody has their own way. I'm not making judgment. I'm just stating my viewpoint. But it's a fact. Radha and Krishna here, maybe there also, but they're definitely here. That we don't have to doubt about that. A whole bunch of shastras back my statements. Vrindavana pritajat
ekam
padavikam nagachati. Radharani and Krishna don't take a step out of Vrindavan. So they're not going to Kula Manali for the summer, so how can I go? Because I have my service here in Radhakund. I have to dry Radharani's hair after she comes out of bathing, and I have to decorate her. So Radhakund is here. And of course, it's in your meditation also. So the idea that if you surrender to Vrindavan and give up everything else, that means surrendering to Krishna. Sarva dharma pratyaja is giving up everything. Because we have to give up everything when we die anyway. So why not die to live? A German philosopher back in the 40s, 30s, Hegel, he coined this phrase, you have to die to live. Everyone knows what that means. Our old attachments, our hang-ups, our whatever. If we want to live in a new lifestyle or live in a new conception or live in a new reality, our old reality has to. You have to cut it. You have to drop it. Give it up. Abandon it. Do or die. It's all for Rai. Radharani. Rai. Rai. That's easier said than done. But we have an ideal. A man or a woman is judged not by what they're doing, but what is their ideal. What is your highest ideal in life? That's how you judge the quality of a person. What is your ideal? Oh, I want to finish college, get married, have a family. That's your ideal. Okay, nice. Standard ideal. Someone says, no, I want to see Radharani. I want to realize God. And then, you know, and you strive to attain that ideal. So our ideal should be, we establish, our ideal is phenomenal. It's phenomenal and transcendental. We want to see God. We want to see Radharani and Krishna. This is the meaning of living in Vrindavan. So I don't want to step out for a second. Because the second I step out or the minute I step out, maybe the very day that she was going to show herself to me. I came to your kuchira myself to you, but you were in Kulu Valley under the waterfalls. Okay, well, I'll come back some other time. Anyway, Anybody asks you my blessings to go anywhere, I'll give.
No marriage, not to go anywhere.
No, I don't want to. I just sharing my feelings. I don't know this word realization. Everybody throws this word. I know one devotee in ISKCON. He's a good friend of mine. But I've known him since he was long devotee before I joined. When I joined, I was hearing from him. He was always saying, oh, I had this realization, I had that realization. I was saying, God, he has 10 realizations a day. And I've been 10 years in the movement, I haven't realized anything. I used to think, what's wrong with me? But I appreciated that he had like 20 realizations a day, you know. He's a good devotee, and no doubt. So those realizations helped him along the way and helped other people too. There's some good he shared, you know. So I finally, after 45 years, I can say, hey, I call him up on the phone, I got a realization. If you chant Hare Krishna for 45 years, you get Nam Ruchi, and anyway, you know, whatever. So, I don't know, what was that question? I don't even know. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm a little crazy.